In Bosnia, Muslims, Croats, and Serbs go to the polls this coming Saturday. Under the Dayton Peace Treaty, they'll be choosing a collective presidency, a House of Representatives, assemblies for the Muslim-Croat Federation and the Serb Republic, and local councils. Getting people to the polls may be the easy part. Implementing the government in the post-election period will be harder. This morning, the top civilian in Bosnia, Carl Bildt, warned that if the nationalists don't share power, war will break out again. Joining us on the telephone from Banja Luka in northern Bosnia is NPR's Silvia Poggioli. Silvia, what do you hear from people there about the aftermath of the elections this weekend?
Well, that is really what everybody is worried about, what will happen after Saturday's vote. There's an enormous sense of insecurity and fear. I'd say this certainly among all three of the ethnic communities, Muslim, Serbs, and Croats. There's a sense of that they are really worried that the international community will cut and run right after this is all over. They do want troops to remain. It isn't so much that they want huge deployment. I don't think it's so much the military thing, although that it's very reassuring. But they're really worried that the whole civilian administration of the international community will cut and run. They know that everything is very fragile, and they know that the three groups together can't quite hold it together unless the international community continues to put pressure on them to make it work.
Silvia, in the run-up to the election, we keep hearing reports that the nationalist parties will be the big winners. Do you get any sense from voters that there's any possibility of crossing lines?
There will be some votes for the opposition parties, certainly at least among the Muslim areas and in the Serb areas. In the Croat area, there actually is essentially no opposition party to the Croat Nationalist Party. However, it is pretty much a given that the winners will be the nationalist parties. The hope is that the opposition will at least get its foot in the door. There are no illusions on anybody's part that these are going to be fair elections, that they're going to be in any way, you know, really representative of what the people's will would be.
Silvia, you've been reporting from a town called Mirkanichgrad today, a Serb town that was lost to the Croats during the Krajina offensive last year. Under the Dayton Agreement, the Croats had to give the town back to the Serbs. What did you find there?
Well, before the Croats left, they set fire to almost every other home in Mirkanichgrad. I went there because there was a rally of the Serb Democratic Party, the Nationalist Party of Radovan Karadzic. There was quite a large crowd, about 1,000 people, but they were not a very enthusiastic crowd. They were filling them up with history and legend and all the old slogans. But there wasn't much reaction, a very mild applause, even when Karadzic's name was mentioned. You cannot, though, take these reactions as any kind of an assurance of whether these people will vote for the opposition or not, because there is great, great fear here on all sides, because they depend on these nationalist parties for everything up till now, jobs, what little economy there is. It's not clear how people will vote.
Thanks very much, Silvia. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reporting from Banja Luka in northwest Bosnia.